Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Track with Boratia International. Your host for Inside Track is Mr. George Najjar, founder and CEO of Boratia International. His co-hosts are the Boratia Customer Referral Program, Top Producer, and the Top Performer from the Distributor Referral Program for the most recent month. George hosts the current Top Producer and Top Performer on his show to share insights on building their Boratia business in the marketplace now. This show is designed to share with you the experiences, tips, and techniques that are proven effective today for building Boratia businesses just like yours. Tune in to each monthly episode to learn how you can grow your business. Learn from distributors who are experiencing success and are eager to share details of what works. Hear directly from Boratia's top producers and performers and share the episodes with your organization to help them grow their businesses too. Each episode features the latest top distributors. We'd love for one of those distributors to be you. Become top customer or distributor referrer in the U.S. in any calendar month, and you, too, could be on the show and share the platform with founder and CEO, Mr. George Najjar. We look forward to you being the co-host and sharing your success stories in a future episode. And now, welcome to the Inside Track with George Najjar.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Inside Track. This is George Najjar, founder and CEO of this amazing company called Boratia. And before I get started, and I'm so anxious like America is to hear from three top amazing producers and close friends of mine who have appeared on the show many times before. No wonder why. They keep on drinking coffee and enjoying great benefits, making money and producing. And I love them for doing that, for their consistency, their perseverance, their commitment, dedication, work ethics, and character. So it's going to be a fun half an hour today. We're going to celebrate their success and learn and the inside scoop of how they've done it and how much fun they're having doing it as well. And here's the exciting part about this. Anybody can do this. A little bit about Boratia. Boratia was founded about 8 years ago in my garage, yes. And it was nothing but a dream, vision, and idea, and it's still a vision. And I can't possibly comprehend, you know, where this is going to go tomorrow. And here's why. What we do is fun, and you've got to have fun. It is simple, and it's got to be simple. It's coffee and tea and sugar and lemonade. That's really what we market. We just share languages. We share globally consumed products that the many, many, if not all, understand. They want part of it. They consume it by default anyway, every minute, every hour, every day, every week of every month of every year. It is that simple. It's coffee that tastes good. It's actually good for you. It's healthy for you. It burns fat. And you can make money by sharing it with few people who do the same. In fact, I got a cute little story about this. On the way to work today, I got a call from an old friend of mine. I have not talked to him for a long time. My bad. I tell you what, you know what I love about life? You know what I love about today? Today, you can never replace it again. The past is history. Tomorrow is mystery. But today is a great victory. And my goal, I set out to learn something every day. And today I learned something very, very, very important. That no matter how busy you are, you know, you've got to share with great joy and passion what you do with others all the time. And a friend of mine called me, and shame on me, I had not shared with him what I've been doing all these years. He had heard. So he called me to let me know that he wants to become part of Boratia. Like, really? Now, why do you want to become part of Boratia, Mike? He said, because quite frankly, I drink coffee. Everybody I know drinks coffee. I need to lose weight. I've become very fat today, as you see from my pictures. And almost everybody I know in my family inner circle, everybody needs to lose weight. He said, my business is suffering today, and I need to make extra money. Everybody I know needs to make extra money, so I'm in. I started laughing. I didn't have to say a single word. That's how simple and easy what we do is. I'm excited. Boratia was founded truly for one primary purpose, and that purpose is really destined to help the many reach their goals, live the lifestyles that they seek and deserve so that they can enjoy time and financial freedom. Our goal is to manifest excellence and set people free in every area of their life by simply sharing a delicious cup of coffee that actually burns fat. That's all we do. And with that said, I'm excited and honored to host this show and to have the top production in customers and distributors with me, because quite frankly, it's all we do. We share the products with other people and give them an opportunity to make one of two decisions. Either they want to consume the products every month, and they do anyway, and they become hence our customers, and we earn royalty income and residual income in every single month when they keep on buying the products. And to get even better, we make even money from people they refer to us, and we show them how they get their products free by being simply customers. That's what we do. It's very simple. So one decision I give people when I share the products is to become customer of the product. The second decision they can make is to become a distributor of the product, and they build a team of others to do the same. Quite frankly, it's all we do. So two things, we have two co-hosts with us today. We're going to start today with one of my most favorite people in the world, Mr. Eric Torres, who's out in the Illinois area. And this young man has influenced me and positively impacted my life dramatically in the last 4 years and some change that I've known him. And here's why. Very seldom in life that you find people who truly have the heart and the character and the action and activities that back up what they say they're going to do. And Eric Torres is one of those individuals. He's got that magnetic smile. You can never see Eric Torres, you know, without a smile on his face. And his smile and his laughter is so contagious, it's not even funny. He brightens my day. He makes my day every time I talk to him. His faith, his loyalty, his commitment and ethics is beyond belief. And Eric, not only has he burned over 40 pounds of fat by drinking the coffee and or the tea, he'll tell us more, but he's also leveraged on sharing the opportunity and products by building a small team that turned into a bigger team. And recently we had launched the Philippines, and we're pretty excited about taking off the entire Philippines and thereafter the Asian markets. And Eric Torres is the reason behind that. So Eric Torres was the distributor champion of the month last month. Eric, welcome to the show, and congratulations on who you are and what you've accomplished, my friend.
Oh, thank you, George. It was really a pleasure. You know what, George? You know, I started Borussia 5 years ago, and that was July of 2010. And you know, I got involved with networking before, and it was really tough if you don't really believe in what you have, if you don't have the confidence with the company that you have. And you know, when I first started, I didn't want to do anything at first because I wanted to make sure that what I'm getting involved with is something that I really want, because this is something that we build, not just for now, but also for the future. And we're also building for the second generation, like my daughter. This is actually for her. And, you know, when I first started, I was invited. I was actually sent product by my Tita Virgie in Oregon. And she was very persistent. She was so excited that she found this product, coffee that burns fat. And, you know, at first, I couldn't really believe, because I've never heard of such thing. And, you know, when the product came, and I actually just tried, and that was it. You know, it was really, I lost 3 pounds in 2 weeks, and then I lost 30 pounds in 3 months, and then 45 in 10 months. But we're talking 4 years ago, George, and this is already 2015, and I'm still able to maintain what I've lost, which is really great, and that gives you the confidence that, you know, what you're sharing to people, you're really helping. And what I know, George, is really more about consistency, what you do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, and that basically makes things, you know, much, much easier, much, much better for you.
That's phenomenal, Eric. Thanks for sharing all that with us. And you touched on some very important things. And not only congratulations to you, by the way, on burning 45 pounds of fat. That's a lot of fat, brother. And but the key, the magic, and I can totally relate because it's happened to me as well, is being able 5 years later to maintain that fat loss. And I know you eat and you love to eat. I've seen you eat.
I do, George. And you know the thing that's really cool is that you know sometimes me and my daughter we look at some of the pictures that I had before and we kind of just laugh and cry and say, you know what, I'm never going to go back to that. My life is so important to make sure that I am healthy so that I could spend, you know, a lot of great time with my family. And, you know, doing Barista, that's actually one of the parts that I don't think people really understand, being healthy and being able to do this. And when you start sharing with the other and knowing that by them engaging in the product, they're going to be healthy. See, the money part of it, the business part of it, that is something that has to be you. You have to be the one to want that. I can't make that want for everybody else, but I know that I could have them engage in the product and knowing that they're going to have better results when they're healthy. And that part of it, George, is really why, you know, I'm so excited at what we have.
Well, that's awesome, Eric. So you also said, you talked about networking. You've been in this industry before. I went to Philippines, as you know, and you and I talked about this, and I was completely blown away by the perception of networking in Asia, primarily in Philippines. When I talk to people, and people ask me what it is that I am doing in Philippines, and when I started telling people about our products, the first reaction that came out of their mouth for the most part is this: please tell us it's networking. They are looking for networking opportunities. Isn't that the case?
It is, George. And you know, Lena, for us, you know, it's great for people that's here in the U.S. because you all have the opportunity here. We in the Philippines, this is our dream, to be able to live the American dream. And you know, this opportunity doesn't really happen. And the thing that's really nice about what we have now is that they don't have to come here. We could actually bring the dream there to the Philippines. And that's why they engage on networking, because it's a way of life, George. They know that engaging and having business is the only way that you could really change your life, and not just yours, but also your family. And networking is very... it's really, really, really very, very strong in the Philippines. That's for sure.
You know, I agree with you, and I agree why it is very strong, because, you know, like in the U.S., you know, family values is very important to us in Philippines as well, and for the most part around the universe, for that matter. And, and because of that, we are building this as a legacy for the next generations. And you touched on that a little bit when you talked about building this for your daughter. And I'm doing the same thing. I'm building it for my children to take it over and make the place a better place. Because at the end of the day, and as we will learn throughout the segment today, if you're listening for the first time or somebody shared this Inside Track radio show with you, as you will discover toward the end, this is a part-time business opportunity, no matter what. Just like Eric, he has a job, as we will learn from him here. He has a full-time job. He makes pretty good income. As you will also learn from Lisa and Sandy Wagner, they have their own business. So it doesn't matter where you are situated in life today. This is for anybody, and this is for everybody. You know, most people do this on a very part-time basis until they build their income or fortune, if you will, on a part-time basis to equal to or more than what they earn in a full-time job or a business. That's when they make a business executive decision to transfer all efforts into this business and take it to a whole new level. It is exciting. And we will learn more about the value proposition of what we do. But I want to stay with Eric for about 10 more minutes here before we jump to Lisa and Sandy, because Eric has been here for about 5 years, and he's produced, you know, quite a bit time and time again. And congratulations on your production. Congratulations on building a team, Eric. Congratulations on being the top distributor champion of the month last month. Tell us a little bit about your full-time job, and you're married with a beautiful little girl, and you also just went to the executive retreat vacation in the Bahamas. Tell us a little bit about all that.
You know what, George? You know, I am very loyal. That's for sure. I've been working at my job. I'm a operations manager, but actually I've been working there since 1987 until now. You know, I started part time, and now I'm operations manager. But that's just because I love what I do, and that's how I feel with Borussia. And the thing is, having Borussia in my life and sharing it with my daughter, especially my daughter is very into it. It also changes her outlook in life. You know, the first time I got to the Champions retreat, that was in 2013 with my daughter in Punta Cana. And that actually changed her outlook in life. It is really amazing how positive she is. I mean, you could see the quotes all over her room, which is really amazing for 12 years old and how understanding she is. And she's very supportive with me. And, you know, the thing that's really special about the last one is that we went to the Bahamas, and this time around I was able to bring my wife finally. And that was the first time that she even gone to any kind of Borussia event. And that was the first time that she was part of it. And she didn't know it was going to be that amazing, you know. And the thing that's really nice about this is it's bringing my family together. Now we have a common goal. Now we know exactly what we wanted to do. We might be doing other things right now, but our goal is to have that financial freedom in the future, and that's why we're building Borussia.
Well, bravo, congratulations. And sorry I missed to see the wife having fun with you all in the Bahamas. You know, my wife and I were saddened that we couldn't go because of personal commitments and obligations and business projects and everything that we had on our plate, which was non-human, and that's why we couldn't go. And I tell you what, we thought about you all. We knew exactly what you were doing, who were you doing it with, when you were doing it, you know, every step of the way, because we wanted to be there with you, and we were with you spiritually and in our hearts. So we're so bravo. We're so proud of you. This was done, meant for you. You all have earned it. You deserved it. And we're so happy that you got to celebrate your successes with one another, amongst one another, all unified under one roof and one company. So we're proud of you all. And congratulations on your success. Why don't you give us your final food of thought from Eric to the audience listening? You know, there may be a new person, prospect, who got invited to listen in to our conversation today, Eric, or somebody who has been in Borussia. We have a lot of callers right now, as I see, and somebody who may have been with Borussia for a while now, and they're listening to us too to get some words of wisdom. Give us some words of wisdom about what we do in Borussia, how the simplicity of coffee that tastes good and burns fat, and how we can make money by sharing them with two people who do the same. And we have not even yet scratched the surface, as you know. We just finally relaunched the company. We have our own product. We own our own factory. The best is yet to come. This is just the beginning of something so, so bright. And it's going to be marvelous for people who are involved in Borussia today, people who are taking it very seriously, and that it is not even ground floor yet. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how great the opportunity is and how simple that we do in Borussia?
You know what, George? Yeah, this is the first time that I've been involved that, you know, things are really simple. The thing is, you have to be a product of the product. So that you'll be able to really understand why you're doing this. What is the reason why you're doing this, and why are you sharing these products? Because right now, you know, you could sell whatever it is that you wanted to sell to people. But what we have, you know that you're making an impact on their lives. You're making a change in their lives. And that's really the reason why I stayed. And I stayed, of course. The thing that's really good, George, is that, you know, when you start sharing, a lot of people doesn't really know what we have. And a lot of times they don't even understand what we have. And once they realize and start trying our products and be able to get results in, you know, it's not really relatively short period of time, they'll be able to understand why we're so passionate of sharing what we have. The thing, George, is that, you know, we just have to really stay the course. You know, this is what I believe we're going to be doing in the future. There is no quitting. We're just going to stay the course and get to where we wanted to be. But the thing is, I really encourage everyone, if there is going to be like the incentive trip, being part of the incentive trip and experience it, now you really realize why are you doing this. be able to experience what other people experience, and they said, you know, you go to the strips and be able to do a life that you know, with financial freedom, and be able to experience that, George, you really know why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you sacrificing? Why are you staying late till 10, 11 o'clock at night? Why are you, you know, doing it on weekends? And why are you really sharing this to the people that's close to you and helping them be able to also build and see the dream, knowing what they could have? The thing, George, is like for example, like for me, I feel it for my team because I really want them to see and to have what I know they can have with what we have. And, you know, with the simplicity of what we have, which is just sharing coffee, tea, you know, it is really that simple. And sometimes we just make it, we make it complicated, but actually it's very simple. And as long as we have a daily mode of operation that we do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and be consistent, eventually things will just turn the other way.
Yeah. I'm talking to myself. So I do that very frequently. Yeah. So finally, I want to talk to you, Eric, about the national event coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area near the headquarters of Borussia and the factory of Borussia and the lab, laboratory of Borussia. And this event is coming up here in August, middle of August, and how important it is to do, you know, all of the above. Attend the event, promote the event to other team members, and invite prospects to the event so that you can get trained. And we're going to be launching some great stuff at the event. We're going to be giving away about $30,000 in cash off a BMW prize. It's going to be a very exciting event, and the social value that's built up at the event during the event is very powerful. So you've attended almost each event, Eric, that we've held in the last 5 years. Tell us how powerful the events are and why people must come to the events.
You know what, actually, I haven't missed an event, which is really amazing. It's just, I can't believe it. But the thing is, you know, going to the event, actually, you're doing two things. You're actually doing it for you, and you're also doing it for everybody else there. What happens is that once you go to the event, this is where magic, you could basically be able to see all these excited people. You could see all the leaders. They're sharing what they experience. You'd be able to learn things. But at the same time, what you share there also, other people, there might be other people also that would get what you share and be able to also apply it to their business. So when you go there, you're going for you, but you're also going there for everybody else. And that's why, you know, this coming national event, I actually had my aunt and my uncle and some of my members actually coming, and I told them, you know what? You need to go to the roasting facility. You need to see that this is really real. I've been there so many times. I know what we have, but you don't. You need to go there and visit the office, be able to really see what we have. The roasting facility, it is really amazing how the process of how the coffee is being made, and be able to see that, and that we own that and we manufacture our own products. It is really amazing. It helps you be able to know, you know, what we have.
That's awesome. So how do you recruit, Eric? That's what I want to know. You are a top recruiter. How do you recruit? How simple? Tell us, how simple is it to recruit somebody into the Borussia business?
So there's different types of people, George. And, you know, for the most part, I actually start with the product. We let them try the product and see how it goes. And you'll be able to see from there, either they become a customer or they become a just distributor. But the thing that's really nice is that you really just have to stay the course and just let them, like, even if they're a customer, you have to really go there. And I visit them on a monthly basis and be able to see, you know, how they're doing. And the thing is, eventually, they also go and become a distributor because now they could see what you see, and they also wanted to share. And that's basically what it is. Now, some signs you'll be able to meet somebody that's ready for doing business, and they will drive you instead of you. They're the one that's going to lead you and drive you to a lot of people. So it is really more about just consistency, George, and, you know, making sure that you sample the products, you talk to people, you share what you have. And a lot of times people that knows me, actually, because of the changes that I have, they're the one that's asking me. So it makes it much, much easier for me to share with them what I have. And, you know, it's already validated of what we have. So most of the time they engage and try. And then once they try and see results themselves, then that's when everything changes. Either they're going to become your best customers, or they become your distributors and start working with them. And now they start to create their own team. But it's really more about the support that you, the support that you give them.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm happy that you were able to bring the wife with you to the Bahamas, and look forward to seeing you, I'm sure, like every year for the last 3 years. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next year on the beaches of the world so we can celebrate your success and enjoy our prosperity together. Tell us how you feel about Lisa and Sandy Wagner. You spent a lot of great time. They, too, were at the Bahamas at the executive retreat, and you've seen them shine time and time and time again, month after month, breaking records in this company in the last three quarters. So why don't you tell us how you feel about Lisa and Sandy right now?
You know, Lisa and Sandy, I actually met them briefly in Orlando, George, but, you know, when I met them in the Bahamas, you could really see how they team up and how great they are together and working together, you know, and they're very they're very concerned and they're very aggressive. They know what we have. They're not afraid to share what we have. Even when we were doing some scavenger hunt, actually, they were sampling everywhere that we went. They actually sample, and the thing that's really nice is that they follow up the next day and making sure that whatever they sampled, that the person is either trying that or they understand it, or if they have any question, that they'll be able to address it. And that's probably why they win this month after month after month.
Yes, yes, yes. I totally agree with you. So help me welcome and stick around with us, Eric, as we learn more and more and more from Lisa and Sandy. Every time they appear on the Inside Track radio show, we learn more from their techniques and their love and their caring and their sharing and their sampling and their ideologies of how they are, time and time and time again, have become the customer champions of the month. So Lisa and Sandy, welcome to the show and congratulations on who you are and what you've done.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
I miss you both. I miss you both. I tell you, Vera, my wife and I, were saddened we couldn't invest a lot of peaceful and quality time with you all at the Bahamas. So why don't we start talking about the Bahamas? How much fun was that, mother-daughter, to succeed together, reach your goals together, have fun together in the Bahamas?
It was amazing, George, for us to be able to go on vacation together. We've never really been able to do that. So this is our first mother-daughter vacation together, and it won't be our last, that's for sure. We got to snorkel. I did, I guess. And Mom overcome some of her fears and got to go out on the ocean on a boat that she'd never done before. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit about that because it's best in her words, her excitement level.
George, I am scared to death of water. And then you put me in the ocean and there's all those creatures out there that I don't want to come in contact with. But they went down and with the people from the Bahamas that took us out on their little own boat. He actually dove down into the ocean and got us a starfish so we could actually hold a real starfish. And I've And he said, then we went to an island that Eddie Murphy originally had owned that had some awesome history about a country we would have never known of the things we learned if we hadn't met these two young gentlemen. And then he said, when we get out to the reef, you're going to get out and go in the water. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. And he said, yeah, you will. I'll be right there, and nothing's going to happen. You just need to get in the water. And he made sure I had a life jacket, which I guess I didn't need because you float in the darn ocean. So, but I did get out, and he actually gave me a goggles, and I actually put my head under the water and actually could see how clear that water was and see the fish. I'm not very good at breathing through one of them things, but it was an experience that I'll never forget, and I conquered two fears to actually get into the water and actually look under the water, because I don't do water. So, but we learned a lot from the local people, and we made some friends there that are going to be very important to us. So,
well, good job. Yeah. You know, you have no idea. You have no idea how happy I am to hear all this, and thanks for sharing them with us. Sometimes, you know, we tend to take things for granted, don't we? And listening to you and how you overcame your fear, even though to the many, we kind of take it for granted. But that is so encouraging, so empowering. You're giving me many reasons to work harder, to provide even more tools for you all to reach your goals, so that you can go to the water time and time again and overcome more fears and enjoy yourself. And the fact that the two of you, mother and daughter, the first time you both go on a vacation like this together, absolutely brings chill to me, and that's so exciting. This is why we do what we do. So congratulations, bravo. Not only did you both win a lot of the Inside Track radio show rewards and awards and recognitions, but recently you won something else, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
We sure did.
What is that?
We're the new distributor of the year, or distributors of the year. We're only the second one to receive that.
Well, you know what? Let me share something with you. Congratulations, truly, from the bottom of my heart. You know, I love everybody equally, but, you know, I have special, soft spot for you both as human beings, number one, because of your character and your heart. Number two, you know, your resilience, your perseverance, your loyalty is very impressive. In a very short period of time, you were able to accomplish great results. And we all have heard your stories. And if you're new and this is the first time you hear from Lisa and Sandy, I don't want them to tell us their story all over again, but make sure you plug in to the past, you know, Inside Track shows, and you'll be able to hear their stories. It's publicized everywhere. But they come from small little town in the Dakotas, population very, very small, like 7-8 people. And the restaurant owners and the business staff, and they're having the time of their life, and they don't stop. They don't stop. It's one thing to reach a goal, but it's another to keep on doing it time and time again. And that's Lisa and Sandy, and that's why you are Distributors of the Year. And for that, we're proud, we're honored, we're privileged, and we congratulate you. And because of that, you automatically qualify for that in the next executive retreat as Distributors of the Year. So keep on doing it. And what is your goal next year? Are you going to be the Distributor of the Year again next year?
You betcha, George. We're just waiting for somebody to try to catch us, and they haven't done it yet. So
they're not getting close, so they better get with it. We gave them a challenge at Thomas that if they wanted it, they needed to get with it because we weren't going to stop.
Well, now why? Now I want to hear from you about that a little bit, because most people stop. I mean, that's just the nature of life. That's the nature of human being on a personal basis, on a business basis. We, majority of the people, lose the thrill, lose the vision, lose the mindset and the eyesight on the ultimate prize and the ultimate goal and purpose and to why we're destined to do what we do. Most people, because of circumstances, whether it's their making or none, but things do happen in life, maybe most people just stop the course, and they don't stay the course. But you stay the course all the time. You know, talk to us a little bit about that. I want to know more about your resilience.
Well, George, as you know, Eric was talking about a little bit, no matter who I come into contact, if they're open to communicate with me, I'm going to share this product and this opportunity with them. because you never know who you come across, if it's the person that's serving you a cup of coffee in the morning, or it's the person that you meet on the plane sitting next to you, or it's the gal that's got the fruit stand in the Bahamas obviously she's struggling, or you know, it's your bus driver, or whatever situation you're in, you should share this opportunity with them and this product with them. We were in a store yesterday, and we're finding some different clothes, and I made the comment, yeah, we got to get some different clothes because all the other ones we have are too large. And the lady looked at me and she goes, well, that's kind of a good thing. And I said, well, yeah, it is. And then she asked me how. And she just opened the door for me to explain to her how this works. And gave her a business card, told her a little bit, and continued shopping. You know, that's how we do it, day in, day out. In my little restaurant, you'd be surprised how many people come in the door that are not from the area that just stop in. And we're like, here, try this cup of coffee. Try some of our energizing tea. It'll be much better than that soda pop you're wanting to buy, because you won't feel nearly as energized and as healthy as when you drank one of our teas. And I recently did that to a gentleman. I had no idea his daughter was extremely diabetic, and gave him a drink, mixed it up for him, and said, here you go, give this a try. And he was very surprised at how much he liked the flavor of it. To me, it tastes much better than all the sugary drinks that are out there, and I only know how to share that with somebody for them to actually try it. I can't explain it any other way. You know, George, I was a Mountain Dew drinker for many, 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 many years. And I just can't believe how much sugar I consumed and what it did to my health. And I am so grateful to Barisha that I don't have to choose that anymore. I have something healthy to drink besides water. Because I don't know about you, but I can only drink so much water. I mean, I drink like probably 4 liters a day or whatever, but I need something else to drink besides that. And Barisha gives me that healthy drink that lowers my cholesterol. It boosts my energy where, like, I went out snorkeling on this vacation, and I know it felt, I was probably out in the water an hour and a half to 2 hours.
More like 2.5.
Snorkeling out there while she's on the boat, and I'm out snorkeling, and I did not get tired. I could have stayed out there another couple hours, except we were losing daylight, and it, that's not a very good thing. Sharks like to come in when it gets dark, so it was time for me to get out of the water. I don't know, Mom.
But, you know, it was funny. Kate set up that little scavenger hunt for us, and one of the questions was, where do you recruit? And my comment, without any hesitation, wherever you're at, if you don't ask them, you're never going to find out what they need or what they're looking for. And all you have to do is give them a little information and share your concern about wanting people to get healthy. And it's amazing the response you get. And they go, and I know they're amazed that you care. You're a total stranger, but it doesn't matter. When we see the obesity and the diabetes in this country just getting worse every day, I don't want people to be sick anymore when there's an alternative that they can drink that's good for them and it's not going to harm them in any way. We're so dedicated to seeing more people get healthy, and it's just one cup at a time, you know. So,
and you asked me.
I love your energy. I love the energy. I love the enthusiasm. I love the belief and passion you both speak. I can feel you. The whole world can feel you. Every listener on the show can feel you. I am certain. And no wonder why you are where you are today. And you're not just doing it. to benefit from it, but you're doing it because you care about helping others benefit as well. And bravo, and that's why you are where you are today. So you mentioned a little bit about Kate, activities you guys did at the Bahamas. So not only did you get there for free, all expenses were paid, we took care of you guys, but you had a lot of fun with your colleagues and friends, that people who enjoy the same ideologies, philosophies, and principles like you, who produce and earn their way there. But you also got coached and trained and mentored to even get better in your game. That's phenomenal. Can you talk a little bit about that and how well you enjoyed that?
Well, George, direct sales or direct marketing people are quite competitive, as you know, and I heard you're pretty competitive too. But as I was on the winning team, by the way, if you didn't know that, George.
I didn't know that.
Maggie and I and Eric and oh my goodness.
There was one other
person, Maggie, Eric, you. But working as a team to get this, it was really important for us to follow directions, which we got sidetracked once, I think, to get to the final goal. And that team of us, our four of us, made it stronger when we worked together as a team than if we do something individually. And I think that was part of the point that Kate was trying to get across in that team challenge, is that together as a team, we're much stronger than we are separately. It's kind of like the legs of a table. If you have four legs, your table's going to stand a lot stronger and firmer than if you have two or three or even one. When you stand alone, it's harder to accomplish your goal. So for me, that was really important. If it wouldn't have been, we all had our strengths that we brought into that team, then we wouldn't have accomplished our goal as quickly as we did. And, I was sampling somebody, and maybe he was like, hurry up and get going. We're on a race here, don't you know? You can fast pull them later. And I'm like, well, this is what I do. I don't know how to do it any differently. But it was truly a joy to get to know those people better too, and that was Eric and Maggie and everybody that went to on the retreat with us.
Yeah.
It was just the culmination of great minds and determined people. If we keep our eye on the goal of what we want to accomplish and you're driven by that goal, you know, I still want that freedom of that restaurant so I can go on vacation when I want to go on vacation, that I can take my children and go with me or help them if they're in financial need or whatever, if they just need me to come and spend time with them, that I can do that and not be chained to the restaurant. And that goal every day, that vision is what keeps me going. One thing after a time with that diligence of picking up the phone and talking to our customers and talking to the people we sampled and following up and following up and following up. That's so important. Not just that first time, because the gal that I was introduced to the first time with the Barisha, she followed up with me, and she followed up with me, and she was patient with me. And that is so important as we make these contacts and we get these customers, and if they need some help, for us to be there for them. It's all part of building a business, no different than if you were at a store that people came into and asked you questions, you need to be there for them. And that's the way my mom and I do this business. We want to be there and help people in any way we can. And they sense that, I think.
I think so.
Well, bravo. That's awesome. Talk to us a little bit about the event coming up, national event. You've attended since you've joined the company. How long have you been with Boracia, by the way?
14 months.
And in the 14 months, would you mind sharing with us how many months you actually received free products?
Every month.
Except the first
the first two, and that's because we just use the product the first two. Otherwise,
so the first 2 months you were trying the products, and you did benefit from the products, didn't you?
Oh yes, I burned 19 pounds in the first 2 months.
Okay, so you became a believer of the products, then you started sharing the products, and you started acquiring a lot of customers, and then you started receiving products free for the last 11 months.
Yes, we have.
That's phenomenal. So, folks, what we're trying to say here, we have a program called Be Free with Three. When you accumulate three customers and more, a third of that you will receive in free products every single month. That's a very powerful program. It's not really how much money you earn. It's how much you keep at the end of the month that matters. And that's our goal, is to set you free, not just, from time freedom, so that you can enjoy great time freedom with your loved one, like Lisa and Sandy at the beach in the Bahamas. That's phenomenal. That brings joy to my heart. And this is one of the reasons why I started this company. I wanted to provide people such a great opportunity. You know, for a long time, I worked hard. I love working hard. God created me this way. I don't know how not to work hard. But I paid the price. I never had time freedom, you know, with my wife, with my children, my mom and dad, who are past now. They're gone. They're home. And I feel terrible when I think about that. It brings me a great sadness that I was not able to invest a lot of quality and time freedom with my parents before the Almighty took them home. But you know what? That's okay. You know, I want to provide other people an opportunity that I didn't have. And that's what Boresha, the opportunity Boresha provides you. When you do something, you know, now, you reap the benefits for it time and time and time again, so long as these people consume these products, and why wouldn't they? We have coffee and tea. People already drink coffee and tea. We have sugar substitute that tastes better than sugar, that's healthy, it's low glycemic, it's safe for children and obese and diabetics. It tastes better than sugar and has no – it's phenomenal stuff that we have. People put our products in their body by default with the food and beverages that they put in their body. And we have an alternative for them that's healthy, and it's proven to be healthy. We invite you to become part of Boresha. We invite you to become a customer of Boresha. We invite you to become distributor partner of Boresha. This is simply just the beginning. We haven't gotten our feet wet. We've been setting the stage, building the foundation, preparing for great, great, great things to come. We're excited about the future. We built great legacy for 8 years, almost $80 million in sales only in the United States of America, and now it's time to go global. The whole world is looking for what we have because of its simplicity, its uniqueness, its global consumability, its proven research and science, the patents that we filed, and the incredible executive team that we have, the infrastructure and structure that we've put together. So in the last 8 years, we've set the stage for something very powerful to come. And we're so excited for every member and partner who isn't part of the company today. And we are excited to introduce to you more tools and products that will benefit you and make you even healthier in your pocketbook and in your body in the many months and years to come, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world in the future as well. With that said, I want to thank you, Lisa. I want to thank you, Sandy. I want to thank you, Eric, for what you've done. Without you, Boresha would not be here. Keep up the great work. We so look forward to seeing you at the national event coming up soon in San Francisco. Be there. Not only be there, invite your team members to be there as well. You'll be blown away when you come into the national event. You come into the home office. You meet the staff. Sometimes in the real life, seeing is believing. You know, most people operate by sight, and that's okay too. We want you to come and see us. We want to shake your hand. We want to give you a hug. We want to invest quality time with you. We want you to come in and meet the staff, you know, visualize and walk through the laboratory, go to the roasting facility, meet Christy Virtue, our master roaster, who's been roasting coffee for, oh my God, over 33 years now. You know, we own our own roasting facility with great infrared technique that is very unique, semi-exclusive. Less than 2% of coffees in the world are proven today to be healthy by the way they get processed via infrared roasting like our coffee. So, yes, we are special. We are unique. We offer you healthy products. We don't take shortcuts. We want to be absolutely one of the best companies in the world. That's what we strive for. With that said, we want to welcome you in advance. And from me, George Najjar, founder, president, CEO, and my staff, I want to congratulate all the winners in Boresha, all our leaders in Boresha, all our members and distributor partners, and we look forward to seeing each and every one of you well over the top. Goodbye.